Gentlemen, I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul, and we're going to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. Today's Tuesday, November 13th, 2018. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. How are you today?
Oh, I am just fantastic today.
Just peachy,
just,
right?
Just peachy keen, you betcha. And, well, gold wasn't peachy keen today at all, but it's a great buying opportunity, ladies and gentlemen. And I got some great numbers here that I'm going to share with you. And again, it's just adding more and more support why you really do need to get out of those fiat dollars and into some real money. Gold today was up $1.40, a dip below 1,200 briefly on the New York spot price aftermarket. We're looking at 1,202.30. Silver was down a couple pennies today at 1,408. Platinum was down two at 841. Palladium was up strong $14 at $1,111. The USDX today, of course, is a little weaker, down 0.42 at 97.23. Crude oil just got down 6-7% on the day, 55.05,
wow.
Down 4.88.
Wow.
We're going to talk about that in a little bit. Of course, there's not a whole lot of new news about the crude oil, but we will touch on it here briefly anyway. And the paper markets, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, I had a little frog in my throat. The paper markets today, the Dow was down 100 points, 99.81, 25,287. The NASDAQ was basically unchanged, 7,200. I mean, I don't think I've ever, it's point, the points is 0.0060. very odd day on the NASDAQ. The S&P was down 4 points, 2,722. So it's hard to believe that that's all you got out of the NASDAQ today. 10-year yield got beaten up today, 3.14%. Of course, it's good for the value, but the yield was lower, 3.14%. The euro was stronger. Japan was down 2% overnight. And, you know, there was a little pressure on the bitcoins today, on the cryptocurrency. But oil did do the nosedive today. It was down, let me bring this up, you know, basically, technically, it went into a bear market last week. The selling has only accelerated since then. And even as the efforts by Saudi Arabia is trying to calm down everyone's nerves, oil continues to drop. There was plans that were announced yesterday to cut shipments by 500,000 barrels per day. And Saudi Arabia also threw its weight behind potential OPEC production cuts at next month's meeting in Vienna. So, you know, a lot of these concerns began with the sanctions that were imposed on Iran. And even though the administration initially vowed to zero out all of Iran's oil exports, there were waivers that were granted by the administration that did allow China, India, and some other nations to keep buying oil from Iran. Yet Saudi Arabia, Russia, and the United States ramped up output in recent months in a bid to avoid any type of shortfall caused by Iran. So the U.S. output has spiked to record highs, led by the shale boom in the Permian Basin of West Texas. And even at the same time, there's worries about the world economy. That has cast a shadow on the demand outlook. So nearly half the fund managers, now this is interesting, nearly half the fund managers surveyed by Bank of America Merrill Lynch expect global growth to decelerate in the next 12 months. And this is actually the worst outlook since November of 2008. I think everybody knows that something is coming. And you just don't have this much volatility and people trying to manipulate these markets. I mean, they all manipulate them anyway. It's not like it's, you know, it's, but usually they manipulate to the upside in the paper marks, not the downside. And so President Trump is lobbying Saudi Arabia and OPEC to keep output on track. And Trump tweeted yesterday that hopefully they will not be cutting oil production and oil prices should be much lower based on supply. And but, you know, we'll see. You know, the strong dollar isn't helping anyone or doing anyone a favor. And, I mean, you can argue, you know, one way or another, you know, how long we're going to have a stronger dollar. I know Larry Kudlow, the President Trump's economic advisor, he loves a strong dollar. And until he was appointed earlier in this year, gold was doing very nicely until he was elected and, you know, told everybody to buy king dollar and sell gold. So he is the one that has put pressure. And, of course, they're manipulating the price of the dollar to go stronger. And, you know, it's the same manipulation of everything. Here's another interesting thing, Butch. The U.S. federal government ran $100 billion deficit in October. That's the first month of the new fiscal year. This was according to data that was released today by the Treasury Department. The deficit, of course, is in line with everyone's expectations. The Treasury said the federal spending rose 18% from the year earlier month to $353 billion in October, while receipts were up 7% to $253 billion. You know, it's truly amazing that we have record receipts, record revenue being collected in this country, and we're still running a $100 billion deficit for the first fiscal month of October. And so, I mean, it truly is amazing. This is why you have the stronger economy. And people might say, well, what's wrong with spending 18% more if we get a better economy? Well, somebody has to pay for that. You know, somebody has to pay for that debt and for that 18%. And I don't think it's going to come in the wages. We can't grow ourselves out of the problem. We can't grow ourselves into a good economy because they ruined that. Maybe at one point in time we could have if they would have left things well enough alone after 2008. Or maybe in the middle of the 90s when we had the Asian contagion, if they wouldn't have messed with the markets then. And the time before that in 87 and 88 and 89, if they would have just left well enough alone. And we can go all the way back to 1933 and 1964. If they would have just left our money alone, we wouldn't be in the problems that we have today. But here we are, and there is an out for you. And, of course, that out is gold and silver. It does Absolutely. Preserve your purchasing power. So,
It's constant. Gold and silver in your possession is in your possession. It's always valuable. It never changes. It's valuable. Dollars, paper dollars, change with whatever reason. But gold and silver never change. They're just there. It's a big difference.
Yep, absolutely. And I did not know this. I don't know why I'm having a little bit of a computer problem today. But Sears came out today, and the creditors of Sears, of the struggling retailer, called the chain's turnaround plan nothing more than wishful thinking, and said that staying in business may no longer be an option. Wow. And, of course, this was according to a report from CNN for the court filing that was Friday. So we know Sears did file for bankruptcy last month. They have asked the court to approve a plan that would see it reorganized around a smaller base of profitable stores. And the creditors are saying they fear those whose debt is not backed by hard assets might be repaid, might not be repaid if the company moves forward with its turnaround plan. So exactly how much of an impact this will have on Sears' ultimate fate remains to be seen. The bankruptcy courts prioritize the creditors, putting the onus on Sears to demonstrate why it believes its plan is the best way to ensure those lenders get their money back. But the lenders are pretty much saying, forget about it. You know, they're not going to turn around.
I can see their point, because really what they're doing is gambling with it. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it could work, but then again, it could not. That's a gamble. It truly is. The bankruptcy, of course, means that the lenders are probably going to lose better thing anyway, so I don't know whether it's worth it or not. But, you know, I want to go back to a different topic. You were talking about the deficit here and the spending and the intake here in the country. Looks like 2018 under Trump will even be the largest in 12 years of trade deficits. And I thought he was really going to take that down with all the tariffs and all these different things he's been saying about China and unfair trade practices. But we're still going to be a 12-year high deficit for trade. Now, why is that?
Well, I mean, you have to remember, China makes a lot of things that the consumers in America buy. And, you know...
But wouldn't the tariffs, though, make them more expensive? People want to buy more here? I don't know. I thought Trump was going to fix all this. You know what I mean? He's going to make it more equal in trade among nations, especially between us and China and some other places.
Well, we are seeing the discussions. I guess they're going down to the G20 meeting at the end of the month, you know, and I do believe that there's talks going on right now with China as far as furthering the trade. You know, the White House economic advisor, Kudlow, I call him my BFF. Ugh. He's not my best friend. He's not my best friend forever. No, he's not. He's an irritant forever. But he says the U.S. is speaking again with China on trade. Kudlow says Navarro badly misspoke on China's trade deal likelihood, which was a negative. So, I think this is what you're talking about as far as the trade deficit will hit a new record for the first time in 12 years.
12 years, yes. Yes,
12 absolutely. Years.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean that's also economic, is it not? I mean that is economical for. I mean that means less output for America and more brought in. So
we'll always have deficits, but I think that's what the deficit represents. It shows how mismanaged this country has been when it has come to our manufacturing and the United States' ability to make things. And we don't have markets anywhere else. We can't ship our products. We're not competitive. I mean, that was one of the things that lowering the corporate rate, the taxes, from 35% to 21%. It was supposed to make us more competitive. So it would create more jobs here so where we could open the markets in overseas so that they would buy our products and not theirs. We, no matter what we do, I don't see how much we can cut back. I mean, it might be beneficial to some degree. But people had in their minds that we would be like in the olden days, like when we had Bethlehem Steel going, like Johnstown, Pennsylvania. And as much as I want it to be, I don't see how it can be. That doesn't mean we can't bring a little more steel manufacturing back, production into this country and so forth. But it's not going to be like it once was. There's no going back. And I do believe the majority of that has been lost. And, country has to find a new way.
In our lifetime, you remember Sylvania and RCA Victor and Sears and Kenmore and Frigidaire and GE and Ford and Chevys and Chrysler's were all made 100% right here in America. And in our lifetime, we remember that, don't we?
Yes, we do.
And when you bought a Ford tractor or whatever, you weren't going to get a metric part on. It was all made in the good old U.S. of A. In my lifetime in sales, I've been in sales for 40 years. I started selling car parts on the road at a discounted price service stations. And everything we sold was made in USA. I saw that diminish over the years to where almost nothing now is sold in USA. Made in USA. Now, that's just the way it is. And it would take it didn't change overnight. And it can't come back overnight. I don't think it ever will come back. A lot of the companies that we had that we used to have as product lines are no longer in business. And Sears could be one of them soon. So we're seeing some things here. I mean, it's just a fact. I don't like it, but it is a fact. America used to be, if it's made in USA, you had something worthwhile. If it's made in Japan, it was junk. But it certainly has flip-flopped over the last 30, 40 years, hasn't it?
No, everything is junk.
Exactly.
Everything is junk. And you know what, though, Butch? It is all by design. I'm sorry.
Sure it is.
It is by design.
It is. It's a world economy. They want to bring us down to it, as every other nation. Just another nation. Independent nations are a thing of the past. Sovereign nations are basically a thing of the past. Trump has said it. I agree with this. He said if you have no border, you have no nation. He's right on that. Yeah. Of course, we can call himself a nicer, but woke up all kinds of hell all over the world, including the president of France didn't like that. So, you know, the whole atmosphere, the whole attitude of the nations and the peoples have changed. It's just different. And we see that every day and everywhere we turn. And I will make this statement, but don't worry, because in 2 years, Hillary's going to run again, and she will fix it. The Washington Examiner says she's going to run in 2020, and Trump had his chance, you know, the mega hats, make America great again. Now Hillary's going to have a chance to make it great again, and we laugh about that. How many times you heard people chanting at Trump's rallies, lock her up, and Trump says, yeah, she needs to go to jail. Is she in jail? Is anybody in that clan in jail? Are they paying for what they've done? No. She's really seriously running again for president in 2020. Nothing has really changed. And now, with all these vote counts being recounted and offices, I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat either. But the winners so far have been trying to be the Democrats with all these new vote counts. But in Arizona and in Florida, even Trump says an honest election no longer possible in Florida. And I don't think it's possible anywhere. And he's calling for a new election in Arizona. That won't happen. But a lot of these things are just absolutely fraud. They're absolutely fraud. We know they're fraud. The law in Florida says all votes must be within 12 hours after the polls close. It's been 6 days, 7 days now. And they found a bunch of ballots in the back of a rental car that was rented by a Democrat. Now, Melanie, maybe I'm just all messed up in my head and all this above board. Nobody's cheating. Everybody just being honest as could be. But I don't think so. I think we've been snookered again.
What I do think is we're heading into a break. And ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. And we'll be right back right after these few short commercials.
We will find you right.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. 4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on shortwave radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC Talk Radio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Please make sure you visit the website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com, and make sure you sign up for a weekly newsletter. And it's a bargain out there, folks. You can't beat the prices for gold and silver. Silver Eagles 2019s. You know, I've seen a few people out there that are pushing the 2019s already, and delivery doesn't come until really the middle of January by law. And I don't think a lot of these I see, well, we get them sooner than everybody else. No, they pretty much all come out at the same time, you know, because they all come from the mint. And you know, if you want boxes of 2019s, but, you know, I don't know. We're a whole month away, month and a half, 2 months away. I wouldn't be locking in prices on, particularly some of these other places on 2019s. You know,
they're gambling that they're going to go up. I mean, go down, so they'll make more money. That's why I think they're gambling on. I'm sorry, they're probably going to go down. They're thinking.
Well, no, they have to pay for them now. They just don't lock them in and say, well, put my name down for $500 and I'll pay for them in January.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But the businesses are hoping that the prices will come down after they get the price again right now.
Yeah. They're speculating.
Exactly.
They get to hold your money for 2 months.
And they put in the bank. It draws interest.
Yeah, why would anybody do that? I mean, usually start taking 2019 orders about the middle of December. I mean, I can do them now if I wanted, but I advise against it. You know, why? Do it in the middle of December.
And the Eagles are going for what right now?
You're looking at, depends on how many you're purchasing. You know, if you're purchasing a few, $16.75. If you're purchasing 500 of them, they're much, 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 much lower. They'd be about $16.50. So
now,
I mean,
is it time to buy? Because that's lowest price been a long time on Eagles.
It certainly has.
Now the time to buy. It really is. And people, if you don't jump on now with both feet, if you can do it, you better do it. I guarantee you, it's the best buy I've heard in a long time. On Silver Eagles, and it's one of my favorite coins.
And I hear people wanting it to break $1,300. They want it to go into, you know, $13. It's $14.09. It's 9 cents. You know, on a box of 500, you're saving what? You know, $45. I mean, come on.
Silver Eagles are one of my favorite, and I like all precious metals. The Silver Eagles they are legal tender, I guess you could say, but they're beautiful coins. As you know, I give one to my grandchildren every year on their birthday, and they put them up and keep them. But I know that to them, at least the young ones, doesn't mean a whole lot. They don't understand it yet. But it's something I want to give them to remember when you get older, that, you know, they have something very valuable value in their hands. I don't know what's going to happen in the next 10, 15 years. Nobody really does. Same before the break, though. If voting is no longer a viable option or a viable way to change things, and it's really not, it has been for a long time. Everyone, including myself, Melody, wants to kid themselves and think, well, I'm going to go vote. I'm going to take a shot. Maybe it's going to work this time. Now, I do believe in some of the lower levels, on the local magistrates or delegates, perhaps they may count. But on the national level, I am absolutely convinced they don't count. Here in West Virginia, we went almost straight Republican, except for the senator. Went to a Manchin. Now, if you're playing the odds, and let's say 85% of the ballots cast Republican for Republican candidates on all levels but the Senate, how many people do you think are going to take time just to mark one Democrat? Just a question. But when we lose the ability to have honest elections, and we've lost that a long time ago, and then they come up with hundreds of thousands of other ballots they lost over a week ago, and we're going to recount them, it's going to change, could change the outcome of the elections. How in the name of goodness does anyone with any common sense think this is legal, much less something that we can trust in the future? We can't not change this nation with the ballot. When you say, Pastor Butch, what's your suggestion? I'm not suggesting anything. But I have read that the ballot box doesn't work, there's a bullet box. And I don't want to seek to that. I really don't. But if very well could.
But what you made a statement is, you know, you said that the local levels... Yes. Of elections, there's yes. not as much tinkering. Well, I do believe it's very important for the local levels, and I believe that's where change really starts.
Well,
is at your local levels.
You're right, and I'll agree with that, but, except for one thing: the local level no longer realize that they're the real power. They control the feds. The feds don't control them. They don't realize any longer. So if Washington D.C. passes a law, the local guy just capitulate and say, okay, that's the law now, we got to follow it.
But what I see is happening, you know, you mentioned about Hillary, you know, she's just a distraction. Just like everybody was all upset, oh, Oprah's going to run for... No, she's not. Oh, Michelle Obama's going to run. No, she's not. But I do believe there is a big movement to get women... I've said this a year ago. I believe there's a big movement to get women into these elected positions, into
political
positions.
110 House members are women now.
And a lot of the women have very socialistic, not all of
them, they do.
But many of them have very socialistic ideas. Many of them... and it's just like was it North Carolina? I heard a statement today, and I'm not going down this one road today, but the person that was replaced was, I don't even want to go down that road. So, but my point is, these women, and I believe women should be at home, raising their
bless
children.
Bless your heart. I knew I liked you. You just made a biblical statement. You did. Biblical statement.
I do believe women have the right to be in the workforce, but I don't believe most of these women can do the jobs what they're doing. So yeah, I think our children need to be raised by their mothers.
I agree. Women in the workforce, if they're single or have no other choice, maybe the single mothers, the dad or somebody died, I see that. But if the home was made to man to be the breadwinner and to head the home and some big decisions, a woman was meant to be a helpmeet and wonderful. Thank God for a strong helpmeet. I have one of them. I would never obtain what little bit I've done in my lifetime without my helpmeet. Marsha Jean has been my strength for almost 50 years. So, yes, God's word is beautiful. You made a beautiful statement. You truly did.
But you know what's... that just went out of my...
But you did. I know it's clear off topic, perhaps, but you're right on. I just preached a sermon last week on my program about that.
But there's a reason. There's a reason women can't stay home. There's a reason why women have to work. And that's because our dollar
exactly
makes everything more expensive.
It was planned that
way. It was planned that you have a family of four. There's nothing wrong with trying to get ahead. There's nothing wrong with trying to improve your life. There's nothing wrong, but you have to work. And sustaining a family of four anymore, two incomes barely make it.
That's true. I agree. I started seeing that in my lifetime. I did. By the grace of God, I was able in my home, at least for a couple of years, able to stave off the fact that Marcia had to work. I never made a lot of money. I worked hard, but didn't make a lot of money. But we didn't go hungry. Always had a warm place to sleep, clothes on our back. I was able to bless to rear three good men now, good young boys. Never gonna be in trouble growing up in drugs or drinking. Never. And it's not because I'm a good spatial man, but because I taught them godly principles. I was a pastor, for goodness sake. Pastor two churches almost all the time he's growing up. And they loved church. They didn't miss any service. They would do their homework in church, actually. So these are things that people understand that it's not my idea that matters, Melody. It's what saith the word of God.
And you know what's interesting is they always parade around, you know, the family that's broken where the father is the pastor, you know.
Oh, sure.
I mean, it's a
sure.
path, and it's not, but that's the conditioning, that's the propaganda.
It truly is. Yeah. And the Christian, I just read an article today, the Christian faith has not grown 1% in the last 20 years in America.
No.
Not 1%. The Muslim faith has boomed. The Muslim religion, I should say, not faith, it's a religion. It's a heathen religion. It's boomed. But the Christian faith has barely held its own. Now, that is really sad, but I understand why, Melody. The people who call themselves the church today are no different than the world. They compromise on moral issues. They compromise on every other issue you think of. They become liberals, I guess you could say, with the Word of God. The church has destroyed herself, as Israel did in the Old Testament. So we can't blame anybody but ourselves. The White House, the State House, the Courthouse had no fault in this. The Church House destroyed this nation. I hope I made that real clear.
You did.
You move on now?
You know, we all want hope. You know, I mean, we always, you know, and, you know.
Well, I
think the most important part that I've seen in this administration is it has been bringing things out in the open. But with that also comes all of this, I don't know, people are bizarre. I was speaking to a woman this morning, and we're pretty much on the same page with everything. But it just made me realize that, just like the immigration, it isn't about the laws in this country anymore. They did take it as far as the people. They made it sound like just because if you want immigration laws to be enforced, all of a sudden, you know, it's these poor people. And I just don't get the thought process.
I understand.
It's the conditioning.
Well, it is conditioning. It's called mind control.
Yeah.
It truly is. You know, if something is made to be steadied by a law, if you start negotiating ways around that law, you make that law null and void, and you destroy the process of the whole idea of why that law was made. That can pertain to anything, morally or immigration. It makes no difference. If the law is a law and it's a good law, you should adhere to it. It's not that it'll make you popular, but it is what it is. You know, thou shalt not steal is a commandment. That's a law. I don't care whether you do it with a gun in your hand or with an ink pen at a welfare office. It's still stealing. You follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
One's acceptable, one isn't. But it's still stealing. So that's what they're trying to do with immigration. We'll see what happens. I don't know that Trump meant what he said or not. But all this rhetoric he's made, and he's said a lot of good things and done a few good things. But overall, most of his has been hot air. Nothing's really changed. It's just the way it is. Nothing changed. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we discussed this outside of my program. I went back in 1966, compare prices today to 52 years ago. That sounds like a long time, but I tell you right now, it's not a long time when you live it. But Trump, or Johnson was president. Humphrey was vice president. And the population has come to 196,560,338. Life expectancy was 70.2 years. The Dow Jones high for that year was 950. The low was 744. Federal spending within was $134.53 billion. The deficit was $328.5 billion. Melanie, if they would have jumped on it right there, they could have beat that back, couldn't they?
Yes.
Easily. Inflation 2.7%. They say it's the same today. We know this lie. The cost of a new home in 66 was $23,300. I remember my dad and mom buying a nice little home right where I live now. It was dad and mom's till they passed away. Paid $8,000 for it. It's a nice little home. The house today was sold for almost $60,000. No, the house didn't increase that much as far as worth as materials. And no, it does. It's about the same house. But that's how much inflation went up in the last 50 years. The cost of a first-class stamp was a nickel. It's 47 cents now, I think.
50 cents.
50 cents went up again.
Yep.
Cost a gallon of gas, I love this, was 21.9 cents. And as you mentioned last night, you can still buy a gallon of gas for 30 cents, can't you, if you have real money?
If you have three dimes, you could.
You can.
And
the gas in this area in some places is like 250 a gallon right now. It's come back down some. So for 25 cents of real money, you have a gallon of gas. What's changed? Has gas become scarcer? Has everything just, you know, what's happened? It's called inflation, folks, with fiat currency. Cost a dozen eggs back then was 60 cents. I'd say about the cheapest you're going to find now is $2 a dozen, probably for the small ones. Cost of a gallon of milk was 99 cents. And 12 loaves of bread were a dollar. And you got 12 cakes, lunch cakes for a dollar. Now, I just have, and by the way, hamburger. You can buy 10 pounds I forgot, I lost the paper. It's like 10 pounds for $5 or less. I can't remember what it was. Now, I lost the paper in front of me where it went. But anyway.
Probably three. I mean, hamburger was probably selling for 10, 15 cents a pound.
It was. You're right. I think it was 10 for a dollar. I think you're right. You buy 10 pounds more, it's a dollar, something like that. Yes. This is true. Hamburger day in the store, even the cheapest one in there is what, $2.50?
Oh.
I would say. I raised bones, I don't know. But the point of it is, it hasn't got scarce. The dollar's no good. You can still buy 20 hot dogs for a silver dollar. You could back then for a dollar in 64. So what's happened? The paper is worthless. It takes at least 20, 25 paper dollars to buy 12, what? How much you buy $20? Probably 12 hot dogs today, roughly, I'm guessing.
For how many?
To 12 of them.
It's been a while since I bought a hot dog.
But anyway, it's going to take at least $20. Back then, you buy it for a dollar because they were back for silver.
Yeah.
That's how much has changed in our lifetime.
Well, what is changing, we're heading into another break, so time is just going by. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Oh, won't you tell me again? Oh, can you feel it? Oh, won't you tell me again tonight? Each and every heart is
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. We're going into the break. We were talking about the things, what they cost, and how much homes cost. The median price of a home today is $325,000, and back in '66, it was
$23,300.
Yes.
Now, I want to ask people, have their wages went up enough to equal the difference?
Well, they did rise some, but not much.
Not near enough to make that much difference. That's why it's harder to live than it was back then. That's why mothers have to work today. That's exactly what happened. Sometimes they're working two jobs.
Yes.
That's why we're in that situation. It has nothing to do with the idea that the economy's booming. People are killing themselves trying to pay the bills. Matter of fact, personal debt is up tremendously in the last couple of years. They go out on credit and go in debt to keep on buying more to maintain what they had 10 years ago, and they're losing ground. I know personally, Melody, it's getting tighter on me, and I'm 70 years old, and I still work. I don't mind working. I enjoy working. But it's getting tighter on me. It isn't just me. It's you also, is it not?
Well, it doesn't make work fun, you know, and...
No, it doesn't, you know? but yeah. when it comes to paying the power bill, and it's doubled in the last some years, you know, you got to pay it anyway. Property taxes go up every year, too. Have you noticed property taxes going up every year?
Well, you know what? I do have a problem, but not as big of a problem if my electric goes up. But I have a big problem when my property taxes go up. That angers me. That upsets me. Because, you know, it's so much, there's just so much, even in your, you know, we talk about, you know, the fraud and, you know, the corruptness and so forth, even in your local communities, you know, you hear, oh, we got to do it for the kids. Oh, we got to raise taxes so the money goes to the schools. Oh, these poor little kids don't get their, you know, their crayons and coloring and crafts. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? It's not my job to provide crayons to the school.
But they use that
in order to, and heavens forbid, if I said that anywhere else other than this program, I'd probably be, you know, would be in a lot of hot water, and people would think I'm the meanest, nastiest person in the world.
Well, at Christian school,
but
my sons, I pay for Christian school, then I pay taxes, pay for public schools, which I don't believe in.
Yeah.
Makes me angry, too. Public schools are destroying our children's minds and their souls.
Yes.
And that makes me angry. I should not have to pay for something that I don't believe is moral. Matter of fact, Thomas Jefferson said something along those lines. If you make a man pay with taxes something that he doesn't believe in or support, it's the worst kind of tyranny. And I agree. It's wrong. Now I'll shut up and let you say something.
Well, no.
It's wrong.
Well, it is.
You know, I'm also reading here that in San Francisco, you already know this probably, They raised taxes on wealthy people to pay for homeless people. They're going to try to bring in like $50 million a year in annual revenue on the taxes on the wealthy people, and they're generating up $300 million a year in new funds for shelters and mental health services for the homeless people. Now, I'm not saying we shouldn't help them, but you don't take away from somebody by force to help somebody else. That is theft. That is immoral. But, of course, the law can do it because they're the law. But these people, they're having to pay it, are not happy, and I don't blame them. I don't care if you are a billionaire. If you earn that money, it's your money. And if I forcibly take it to help my neighbor, that's still stealing. Maybe it's for good cause, we'll say, but it's still stealing, is it not?
Yes, it is.
So this is going on, and in New York City, Amazon's going to put a headquarter there, along with, I think, also in Virginia and one other place here. I'm trying to find it here. In Tennessee. You know what's going to cost a taxpayer in incentives to get Amazon in New York City?
It was like $50,000, wasn't it?
$48,000 per taxpayer to get Amazon headquarters in New York. I wonder if they went around asking people, do you mind donating $48,000 to this?
No.
Now, and it's $22,000 in Virginia and $13,000 in Tennessee. But I don't care what the amount is. They're taking money that's stolen from the people that they didn't voluntarily give. Maybe it's going to bring jobs in, but it's still thievery. I don't care what you call it. It's thievery to make me pay for something that I don't think I should pay for with my money that I earned. It's mine, but you take it by force. But $48,000 per taxpayer. Really, that's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, and you know that all these multinational corporations and these businesses and manufacturing. We saw it in Wisconsin with the company going up there building, you know, a plant and so forth. They get all these subsidies from government, and it's all on the taxpayer. So those four people who eventually do get the jobs, you know, everybody's paying for their wages. And I guess to some degree, that's just where we're at in this world today. But I mean, it's like Bezos is the richest man in the world. Let him pay his own way, for goodness sakes. Why should he be getting all these tax subsidies and everything else? He's the richest man in the world. Let him pay his own way.
And I bet he doesn't pay any taxes. He doesn't pay taxes. You know that. He has more write-offs. I mean, everything he buys, he writes off. So he doesn't pay taxes.
And people don't get upset.
No,
I mean,
they
it's
don't.
Just like, oh, good. They're bringing, you know, it's going to create a lot of jobs. What is it costing you?
Well, they don't get upset when the elections are stolen. Why should you get upset? Because they're going to bring in new jobs. Who cares?
And so different now topic. New jobs. Yeah.
Different topic, but this is also the economic. You've been watching news about California being on fire, haven't you?
Yes.
I mean from north to south, yes. On fire. Now going into San Diego, I've had a couple guests on the program who saying these fires just started on purpose. I won't get into all the details, but the weather manipulations kept the rain from the state, and they're starting the fires from space. Now this is some things that I think are very provable. When you find it, if you look on the internet, it's not hard to find. This is not hidden any longer, but people still don't believe it. I don't understand that, but they don't believe it. But California is the deadliest fire now going in the history, in American history. They're getting new fresh blazes up every day. 200 people still missing, at least 30 dead. So the smoke plumes will go from coast to coast, from the west to east eventually. And they said everyone's at risk from bad air. Historic Hollywood sites destroyed. You know, it goes on and on and on. And that's really sad. It truly is. But I will tell you this, people don't want to hear this. But America's under judgment. You say, well, that's man-made. Okay, no doubt about it. God will send wicked men to punish a nation. Oh, yes, he will. That's biblical. And that's just the way it is. So America is under judgment. And it's going to get much, much worse as time goes along. Matter of fact, I have an article here that's saying that it looks like we're going to have the coldest weather over the next few months in decades or hundreds of years, trying to find right here, because the sunspots are disappearing. Where is that? I want to find it real quick, share with you. Yeah, lack of sunspots to bring record cold, warns NASA scientist. So with no global warming, we're going to be setting records for cold starting over the next few months. This is what this article said. You can find it for yourself online. Lack of sunspots to bring record cold. It could happen in a matter of months, says Martin Malazak of NASA's Langley Research Center. The sun is entering one of the deepest solar minima of the space age. Sunspots have been absent for almost 2018. Earth's upper atmosphere is responding, says Phillips, editor of spaceweather.com. It goes on. I'm going to read the whole thing, too. But said right now, it's a very low, indeed, 10 times smaller than we see during most active phase of the solar cycle. The thermosphere climate index by Malazak and colleagues displays, anyway, that's how they count cold air. If current trends continue, could soon set a space age record for cold. We're not there yet, but it could happen in a matter of months. Okay, we'll see. Interesting, don't you agree?
Well, it is. It is.
I mean, cold weather, if things don't grow right in cold weather. And of course, as far as in California, it's kind of destroying the soil. Soil burn over. And it's dry. There are no microbes in the soil to reproduce the soil to make it rich. And there's only about probably 3 to 6 inches of topsoil in any given place anyway that's worth that what grows things. So people think about this. Economically, California is going to be devastated. Am I telling the truth on that, Melody?
They're certainly going to have billions and billions and billions of dollars of losses, absolutely.
And how's the insurance company going to pay all that?
Well, you know, they do keep it real quiet, just like we've never heard the final outcomes from the Houston's flooding.
Well, we haven't.
You know, these homes are all underwater. You know, these loans can't be paid. You know, these, you know, automobiles that were upside down and are valueless, and now these people have to go buy new cars. We've seen it in various situations, and we never get the final details. We'll get the final bill. Oh, this is costing $200, $300, $400 billion. Well, give me the breakdown. Where's it? What's happening to these banks? What's happening to, you know, these loans that can't get done? Are they being rewritten? And how are they being rewritten? And blah. I mean, there's lots. Nobody asks questions. It's just, oh, okay, let's move on to the next topic. That's how fast things are changing. And California's no different. We know California is broke. They're belly up. What do you think this is going to do to their you know, the CalPERS and their pension plan, you know, with these losses, and you know, and that is why they file for these devastating situations with the federal government, so that the federal government does come in and pick up the tab.
Amazing
people. Yeah, we just can't keep picking up the tabs for everyone. And, you know, and then I read there was actually creating some sort of a mortgage or some sort of with people who live on water that can't afford flood insurance and so forth, that they actually get a reduction in taxes. That's what it was. It was a reduction in taxes. So when their home floods again in 2 years, you know, perhaps they'll be able to save something and do their repairs. Say what? It was cheaper than, you know, having FEMA come in and help out and give them federal dollars. It was cheaper to give them tax reductions. And I mean, it's like, when are people being held responsible anymore?
Well,
if you can't afford to fix your home, you shouldn't be living there.
That's a thing of the past. Personal responsibility has been taken away from us because we've given away our duty of feeding and clothing ourselves over to the government, and that's why they control us, Melody. Whoever provides your need becomes your boss, your lord, so to speak. Your landlord or whatever it may be. But if government provides for you, they have a right to tell you how to live and what to do. I have cattle here. If you had cattle, I take care of them. I do. But I'm going to butcher them one day. So, but yeah, the government has every right to do that. As long as we trust man for our welfare, then man's our God. I don't people want to hear that, but I don't care. It's Bible. It is what it is. A different topic, run out of time quickly here. London's murder rate hit a grim milestone this year. London now, Melody. London has, no guns in London, basically, no guns. Although they had some shootings in London. I don't understand it, because no guns are allowed, but they still got shootings. But over half the killings were done with knives. With knives. And so I guess you got to outlaw knives now, too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense, right? And you took the guns, although some people are still getting killed with guns, but over half the killings were done with knives. We'll just take away the knives. That makes sense to me. Like here in America, the United States is a third in murders throughout the world. Now, pay attention to this. We're the third highest in murders. But if you remove Chicago, Detroit, Washington, D.C., St. Louis, New Orleans, we'd be the 189th of 193 countries for murders in this country. And of course, D.C., Chicago, and all them have very strict gun control laws. But that's where the murders are happening. Isn't that amazing?
Those are some incredible numbers. Remove three cities. Yep.
Yes, five cities: Chicago, Detroit, Washington D.C., St. Louis, New Orleans. Washington D.C. be first in my mind. But anyway, we'd be the 189th of 193. Now we're third. But who looks at that? Who thinks about that? Nobody.
And they give this false reporting where they were saying that I heard it reported that there was over 300 mass shootings for the year of 2018. That number that they include is like if you're cleaning your gun and you shoot yourself.
Oh, yes,
put that stat number in there. You know, if you're, you know, I mean, accidents. You know, they include in all those numbers, and then they make it sound like it's a mass shooting. Remember, we're in 300 and some mass shootings in this country in 2018.
And
not that I'm aware
thing
of.
Here. This is some good news, Melody. In 2019, you're going to start experimenting with a potty that can scan your poop and make sure you're okay.
Yeah, well.
There you go. Isn't that wonderful?
Is that the toilet that Bill Gates was going to create?
It doesn't say anything about Gates that I see here. But, it's going to be medicine's going to go forward to precision medicine and precision health. We're going to have appliances to tell us whether you're sick or well.
All right. Wow.
And Hillary's going to be president. Yay!
Coming to a town near you. Hey. And we are out of time. And guess what? You're going to join me tomorrow, I believe. Dave had an appointment he needed to make tomorrow, Wednesday.
See you there.
Wendy Wilson will join us for the first segment of the program. So, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you're there too, please. And until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
I got me a wealthy man.